Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney. By Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada. And by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
And we are joined by the Sabres head coach. He's with us right now on our West Shore Hotline. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, sir.
Good morning, Howard and Jeremy, and good morning, Buffalo.
Ralph, tough road trip. 0-4, a big blow, obviously. What was your message, or maybe what is your message to the team as you gather and get ready for tonight's game against Pittsburgh after the difficult trip?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. It was disappointing to come back from that road trip and from the investment of energy there and the way the guys played in phases with 0 points. But we've got Pittsburgh here today, and just as a game day, number one, it's always an event here at the KeyBank Center. It's always wonderful to have a home game, but especially when you're playing Pittsburgh Penguins, it's a special day, and it's a good one for us to throw our energy into. We're not in a happy place right now, but we are in a place where we're continuing to try to confirm our game, and it's a challenge where we need to make the picture really small here, concentrate on the game and a good performance here for our home crowd.
The Eichel line is pointless now in five games. Is there anything in particular you're seeing that you could kind of maybe pinpoint an issue as to why they have not been able to produce any points?
Well, it's mathematics sometimes. When we look at the two games that were critical at the beginning of the trip in Colorado and against Las Vegas, the line had, a combined 15 shots on net and no goals, which mathematically made no sense. And it's just keeping that kind of persistence of looking for shots, continuing to work for opportunity, and the mathematics should pay off for them. They're, of course, frustrated. Our power play was frustrated. As you well know, we went 0-4 on the trip, and it's something that is our offensive motor, and they're a major part of that. They play the major minutes on the power play. So we, of course, have been having conversations about solutions, getting more, simplicity maybe in the attack, look for more net presence and all the habits that lead to goals. And, it's hard work when things aren't going in the easy way. And that's what we need to do, is work hard to get those opportunities here tonight.
You broke up Eichel and Reinhart the other night in Winnipeg. Was that a in-game try and get a spark thing, or is that something you would continue tonight with different line combinations?
You know what, guys? It's something that in a game we have been doing off and on during the season, whether it's that change or somebody on the left side and Olofsson would go on another line. I mean, it's just when a team is down 0-3, making sure we never quit, we never give up, and we try to fight a way back in. And sometimes line changes work, and, it seemed to give a little bit of boost of energy, but that duo, especially Reinhart and Eichel, is one that's been so strong for us all season long. And, we're not going to give up on it that quickly. But going through the games as we move on, we might look for some different combinations and other looks if we need offense and some changes, bring fresh, fresh up the guys sometimes and bring some new energy. So we'll see how that goes tonight. But, beginning, we'll be leaving our lines alone.
Ralph, there's some speculation that Jack is playing through some kind of an injury. And I don't know if that does or does not tie into his five-game point drought at this point. Any talk about if he's playing through some kind of hurts and where the season's gone, where the standings are of shutting Jack down?
It's certainly not an injury that has any risk of putting him in the lineup, or we would be dealing with it differently. And we had multiple players with aches and pains at this time of year. That's the way hockey is, and it's not an injury that we find is jeopardizing his game that much. But it's there, and he's showing captain leadership by fighting through it. And again, our medical team is working hard with him, and we hope in the next few days that it continues to get better, which it is actually doing, even though he's playing. So, but again, he's not the only one. I have to say there are some ice bags in the room, but that's the nature of the game, and we need to learn to fight through that as a group, and we are right now.
The fact that he's been taking faceoffs again, is that the indication that he's getting better?
Yeah, for sure, guys. I mean, we wouldn't be having him in the draws if it was a risk. Again, it's always the question you ask, can it get a lot worse if a player plays? And we avoid those situations wherever possible, and that isn't the case. So right now, we've got a healthy lineup, and we need to show that power in the game today against Pittsburgh.
You were talking about the power play and had a difficult road trip, but I want to ask you about penalty killing because it's had its struggles this season. As the coaches break down that, I mean, it could be as simple as you can talk to us about the goaltender who has to make the save, but as the coaches break down what you see on tape from the penalty killing unit, are there any particular issues that you could bring up or discuss in terms of trying to explain why that's been a problem area?
Well, what's been strange, guys, is at home – we've been mid-table, in our PK, and it's on the road that we're at the very bottom, and it's a strange phenomenon. I've never seen it quite like that because our team and our structure and the way we perform, the principles we apply the same at home and as on the road, and our power play is running pretty well equal road and home. So it's a strange one, and all you can do in those situations is work hard on the fundamentals. That's the only thing we know how to do as a coaching staff, and to continue to drive those in. We have made some personnel changes. You will have seen that Okposo was doing some penalty killing on the road here the last few games. We really liked what we saw in him. His game's been such a team game right through the season here, and his work without the puck's been strong. So using different personnel is something we are doing also on defense, even seeing Rasmus Dahlin get some penalty kill minutes. And he actually hit 26 minutes the other night just on pure performance. So it is something, there's all kinds of different approaches. There's no clean, easy fix in this league. It is so competitive and it is so strong, and especially the power plays of every team have a lot of skill in them, and we just need to continue to work hard on the areas we're not happy with, and it's certainly one. And keep the PK going the way it is at home. It's been really strong at home lately, and it needs to be strong tonight for sure to give us a chance. Pittsburgh has one of the best in the league.
We've since we last talked to you, you've added a couple of players. Wanted to ask you so far about Simmons and Cahoon. With Wayne Simmons, what have you seen so far from him? What do you think he brings to your team?
Well, both of them bring personality that is unique, and Wayne Simmons for sure has a reputation of being a tough player who brings automatic respect because he is a very good teammate and an excellent human being. He's brought another strong voice into our room. He is a player who really is there for his teammates all the time, pushing guys in the right direction, but also with an experience that people will listen to him. So, and the game he brings, he looks for the net front. He looks for the blue paint. He looks for, the confrontation that is needed there. And it's a great example for us. And Dominique Cahoon is a player that I know from his European past. He's, in his at 23 already won multiple championships over there, has been to world championships, won a silver medal at the Olympics, and now he's learning how to play the NHL game. That is something. He's in his second season. He's definitely got the skill. He's got the smarts. He was a centerman his whole life before, so he understands the game without the puck, and you know, he's been a spark plug kind of player for us here, and we look forward to seeing him grow into our group. And the important thing is that every, you know, that when we add a player, he brings something fresh, something different, something new, another tool that is exciting, and both of them do that. So it's been, you know, it's been a good move for the organization, and we look forward to seeing them grow here.
Ralph, I'm curious, when players join an organization this late in the season, and maybe it's different because one guy is a veteran and one guy's a younger player, how do you get them acclimated to your system, your philosophy, where they're supposed to be on the ice? You know, when they didn't go through training camp, they weren't here for most of the season. How do you get them up to speed? And is it easier with a guy like Simmons than Cahoon because he's been around the league so long?
Yeah, no, they're both very smart players. I mean, Donnie Granato will take the forwards if they come in. Steve Smith will take the D. And, of course, Mike Bale's working with goalies. They will do the technical, specific coaching through video. We don't overload them. We stay close to new players. We make sure they understand. And, you know, I'll work with the general five-on-five structure, the way they need to, you know, fit into our team game with and without the puck. And we, you know, there are just nuances and little tweaks. It's not the NHL as a whole has a lot of copy-paste going on. There are general, you know, concepts that are similar in all the teams, and it's just the way we put the package together is unique, and certain nuances within that, and they've done really well at stepping in, and it's not ever going to be perfect, as will the game of hockey is never a perfect game, but their hunger to try to get those things right has been big, and their game intelligence, their hockey IQs have been high, but it is always a tough process for a player at this time of year, but both of them have done a really good job of stepping in and doing their best to you know, execute within our team game, which is what we need to do to be the best version of the Buffalo Sabres that we can be.
Ralph, final thing for you this morning. What is the update on Linus Ullmark?
Well, he's back in the group. He's looking at NHL shots here, and you know, we're hoping to bring him, you know, in as a backup within the next, not today, but within the next couple of games. It's a process that you need to just take it one day at a time. I mean, he's only been with us a couple of days now, and it's just good to have him back. He, as always, our rehab team sends players back to us in game ready shape. So, yeah, we'll hoping to have him back in the lineup here in the next few games, and he'll be a good addition and you know, back into our group.
I know that the trip wasn't going well, but you did get a chance to go back to Winnipeg. Were you able to, yeah. Did you get caught up with some people, or what did you do when you were back in Winnipeg?
Yeah, no, thanks for asking that. No, it is my hometown. I had 12 family members of different types, in-laws and so on, at the game in Winnipeg. So that was a special event. My 89-year-old mother-in-law was at her first Winnipeg Jets game ever, and very proud of being there. So, yeah, those are the human sides of the game that are a beautiful thing to be a part of. We would have preferred to have had the win, but no, it was good to be back in Winnipeg. But you know, I'm at home in Buffalo right now, and it's a great place to be at home. I know our fans are not pleased with the road trip, and they shouldn't be, and we all can't be, but they should be pleased with the effort the players gave and the fight that's in this group right now, and we're hoping to reward our fans with a real good fight here tonight against Pittsburgh.
Well, Ralph, thanks for the time on the show. As always, we appreciate you coming on with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
And thank you, Jeremy and Howard, for the good conversation, and yeah, thank you to the support we still, you know, we're feeling every day from the Sabres community, and we will work hard to earn that support in a positive way. So thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks, Ralph.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.